here today to announce new members of the Rangers family. I want to welcome Mike Miner, his wife Chris, and their two daughters to Texas. We're really excited about having Mike on board. I want to thank his agent, B.B. Abbott, as well. It was great to work with through this process. Mike was really our primary target right out of the gate. Probably the first call that we made when free agency started. Somebody that we've liked back to his amateur days. At Vandy, first round pick, gets to the big leagues, promising starter. Had a hiccup and then dominant last year again. And had a chance to meet with him at the GM meetings. Really got to enjoy being around him. Our whole group did, and excited to bring him here to the Rangers. So, my congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, we'll do the photo real quick, and then we'll take questions.
Let's get some pictures.
Great, brother. Come on.
Can't bet, huh?
A lot of people watching you dress.
I know. I like the holes are a little tired.
Good for TV.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Just a little bit.
Well, thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Fanny, can I get you guys all to come this way?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good?
We'll sit down. We'll just take questions. And wait for the mic. I forgot we have a mic. So wait for the mic. TR.
I hate to ask this question, but what is the role going to be? I don't care who answers it, but what is, I mean, it's been starter, reliever, I mean, where are you guys going with it?
I'll go first, though. Our plans are for Mike to start for us. That's what we've talked about from day one. He's done both with success in the big leagues. There is some flexibility that his pass provides us, but our intent is to start him.
How do you feel about that?
I feel great about it. I told JD from the beginning I'm comfortable with either role. I think a lot of that will depend on the spring training and I guess how the team shakes out and what they think.
We heard your fastball went to 95 miles per hour when you went in the bullpen. What happened there?
I would say a lot of hard work. I can't really explain it, but I did get to know my body a little bit more while I was injured. I think a lot of that has to do with the way I worked out, the way stretching, mobility, knowing my body more of, I guess, how to get more out of it. And there's, I guess nowadays, last couple of years, there's a lot more studies out of how to do things or how the body's supposed to perform out there. So I've done a lot of research and I had a lot of downtime being injured over the last couple of years. So it was a pleasant surprise the next time I grabbed a ball that I was throwing so hard.
Evan.
John, you said Mike was your primary target right out of the gate. Was it because of the flexibility, or what was it that you guys identified that made this the way you wanted to go first and foremost?
It was a number of things. I mean, we've been pitching focused. We've said that from day one. Mike's ability to start and history starting. You know, some of the characteristics that we focused on, strike throwers, makeup, flexibility on the roster. I think all those things were important. But the chance to get a guy that has really upper rotation type ability, has gone through some adversity now in the big leagues. As he just touched on, kind of knows his body better, knows what he's capable of. Even out of the bullpen last year, still utilized four pitches, still pitched to both sides of the plate. Heard tremendous things about the makeup and the character for a long time. The Royals guys rave about him. With Don Wakamatsu joining us and having some firsthand knowledge in that clubhouse and other people there. So, a lot of things ticked off on our list of characteristics that we like.
What enticed you about the Rangers and coming here?
I felt like they were very, personable from the get-go, coming after me, and I felt very family-oriented down here. I felt like it was more my speed. I felt like JD, I convinced me that they're going to put a winning product on the field too. So I want to come somewhere where I'm going to win, where I'm going to be comfortable, and it's going to be good for my family. So I feel like they had all of those.
It's been a while since you worked as a starter and had that workload. And Jeff, you might want to address this too. So how do you feel getting ready to have that load again, and how will you guys monitor his innings?
I feel okay with it just because I don't know. It's kind of the unknown, but I did go multiple innings multiple times last year, and I felt great every time. And I guess I went three innings against Texas last year, and I felt fine too. And it was kind of one of those things where they would tell me to stop, I guess, hey, that's good, because they would want to use me again in a couple days. So I feel like I can do it, and obviously these guys have the trust in me too, so. Great about it.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for listening to us and giving us an opportunity to bring him on board, he and his family. And as far as the question of monitoring his workload, Jeff, I do think that when you look at it, it's his experience at doing it before, did go multiple innings. It's not unprecedented to take a guy that had recently been in the bullpen and put him in the rotation. There will be some challenges and obstacles along the way as far as with any pitcher, whether they've recently started or not, as far as the workload of innings. I think if we look at some of the pitchers today and the usage of starters and how starters have been used and when they're taken out of games and they monitor pitch count and innings, I think we are as far as data-based and being able to collect information on these guys and when and how to use them, but also understanding through communication of how they feel, that we'll take care of each one of these guys, similar to how we've taken care of all of them recently.
What else, Evan?
Mike, I know you said you're open to doing either role, but as you had entered the free agency process, had you expressed that you did want the opportunity to start again? I mean, had that been your number one priority, so to speak?
I wouldn't say it would be number one, but I wanted that to be an option for teams. And I felt like Texas was the only team that kind of stepped up and gave me that option, so it intrigued me. As everybody knows, I've always been a starter. Last year was my first time in the pen, and I was comfortable doing it. But deep down, I'm like, well, I still feel like there's something there, and I feel like I can help this team at being a starter.
Other questions? Good? Very good? Thank you.
I'll
say.
No questions.
For the mic.
Scratched all the questions.
We pretty short.
Is that it?
That's good.
Huh?
Yeah. That's all we got.
That's all we got.
No report.
You're kidding, right?
No.
All right, T. I will take others then. Evan?
I don't know, John, if you want to handle this or Banny or both, it would be great. But signing a minor, you talk about monitoring innings a little bit. There has been some speculation that you guys would consider the possibility of going to a six-man rotation. Is that something you guys have considered and discussed this winter?
Yeah. No, it's – I don't think it's been just this winter. It's been something that we've talked about from day one. Obviously, coming into the organization, it's you look at the workload of pitchers, injuries, monitoring, the ability to have these guys be in a rotation where it's workload consistent, if you will. The ability, the days in between, the benefits of how they prepare. I think what we can talk about all the different obstacles and things. I think the biggest obstacle is finding the guys that to be able to do it and have the core group to be able to put together a six-man rotation. But yeah, it's obviously one of those things that we've thought about, talked about, and look at all the benefits of it.
Other question, about you, JD? You good?
I'm good.
As you said, you've talked about it on many occasions. Mm-hmm. We've had this conversation. How important is it? You guys are almost starting. I don't want to say starting from scratch, but you had a number of starters to fill, and so when you go out this offseason and you're trying to find those starters, you can at least present them the idea of this is the way we're going, where we'd like to go, and getting buy-in. Do you think that's a significant factor? To be able to get that buy-in on the front end rather than say this is what we're going to do and having to kind of change guys' routines mid-career?
Well, I got to believe that as you have those discussions with the players that – yes, there needs to be some initial buy-in in a sense of because you're talking about changing a traditional mindset into a rotational idea that really nobody else in baseball is put in play yet. So, on our side.
DR?
Go ahead.
What is your feeling about your bullpen at this point, particularly the ninth inning?
Still something we're looking to add to, the bullpen in general. I expect that we will between now and opening day. Like a number of the guys down there, glad we were able to bring Tony back. The versatility that he provides and ability to fill a number of roles. Strike thrower, makeup, flexibility. We're still working through that and looking at a variety of options we could potentially add.
JD, how active has your phone been from agents that represent pitchers? And how do you approach this when you have so much need in the starting rotation?
Well, and listen, we've in what's been a relatively slow market to start. I mean, we've signed two starters and a reliever here, pretty quickly, and we've made other offers as well. Yeah, and I think we've been fairly targeted. It's not a blanket deal. We're not interested in every guy out there. We're pretty specific in what we're looking for. But we've been glad we've been able to reach some agreements with guys high on our list early on.
So you've signed two starters. Can you envision a scenario in which you sign a third or a fourth starter, or are you going to go internal now?
Both are options. Yeah. I mean, it's still so early in the process to we're not going to rule anything out.
But Levi,
We're talking about the six-man rotation. There was a guy here for the last few years that subject had come up with. Have you guys been in touch with Darvish's agent at all about a possible reunion? Or
prefer not to discuss specific players. Okay.
Evan?
Did he just, with the signs that you made with Pfister and with Meyer, does that change alter the plans right now for Bush to continue to prepare as a starter?
No. You know, the staff's met with Matt a couple times and trying to, and laying out a plan. And, you know, our thought there is that Matt, you know, will continue to train as a starter. And with the two distinct benefits there. One is he may very well end up in our rotation, and two is he may learn quite a bit from the process.
The third potential benefit, even just making him, if he goes back to the bullpen, being more.
Yeah, that, I mean, that was what I meant by the second one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
if you want three, you can do three. You want two.
But yeah, that's
what I was trying to say. I didn't word it well.
Yep.
How far down the road have you gotten with other free agents as far as making presentations, or do you feel that you are in a position to add another guy quickly?
Probably really at varying levels. You know, I mean, some conversations have gone deeper than others. You know, I really couldn't handicap it right now as far as timing. A lot of that is, you know, on an individual basis, and sometimes, you know, things pick up quickly in areas, but we don't have anything in the queue, you know, right now.
Other questions? TR first.
Are you looking for a starter for the front end of the rotation in general, not specific names? Do you feel like you need one more front end guy to go with Hamels and Perez?
Well, answer that a couple ways. I mean, first, I think every team's looking for, you know, star players. That's not specific to us. But I think we make a mistake a lot of times of putting labels on guys at you know, different points of the year, off season, especially where, you know, you know, we feel like we've added some guys that can pitch in some pretty big spots. Doug Pfister, Mike Minor, both done it at the big league level. You know, both guys that were very good in their roles last year. You know, Doug, after he made the adjustments in Boston, Mike really wire to wire. And so I'm cautious in answering that question because I feel like it suggests that those guys aren't capable of, you know, pitching in meaningful roles in a rotation. We feel they are.
Evan?
JD, you put Todd Walters kind of in charge of research and development for what amounts to pitching. As you guys have worked through things, from your perspective in constructing roster, what's the biggest obstacle towards finding and making a six-man or a 5+1 type situation workable?
Well, I think the flexibility becomes a key piece as you look at the roster. Flexibility in our plans, right? So when you have off days and things of that nature, do you stay with it? Does somebody go to the bullpen for a period? Do you have optionable players on the roster? Flexibility in terms of positional versatility from your position player group. As you're going to have to, if you have an extra starter, it's got to come either out of the bullpen or off the position player group. And so, you know, versatility comes at a premium there, or becomes a little bit more of a premium there. So those, I think, are some of the challenges from a roster management standpoint. And, as far as at the research piece, there are benefits to a four-man rotation. There are benefits to a five. There are benefits to a six. Benefits to the four in theory, you know, as Benny alluded to earlier, you're taking guys out earlier. Some of the data, you know, points to penalty for going through the lineup an extra time. And so, you know, that's a benefit from a health and recovery standpoint. You know, we feel that there's some benefit to, you know, the extra starter and the extra day of recovery. So all things that we're weighing as we put our plans together.
Other questions? All good?
You guys said you're pitching focused. So for right now, is it all pitching? I mean, I know you don't ignore other areas, but does the pitching thing kind of have to be resolved before you go more heavily on in other directions?
We've had some position player, discussions as well. But pitching is definitely the focus. I think from a position player standpoint, we're really of the mindset to give all of our guys that have been here and knocking on the door a true opportunity this year. That doesn't mean that we won't add select players that really fit our roster or fit what we're trying to do from a defensive mindset or complement the core group that we have here. But as far as identifying everyday players as a real front burner item, we're still more focused on the pitching side.
Have you identified, decided on what position Joey Gallo will play next year?
Well, I think he's played very well at all the positions he played, TR. I mean, it's, listen, there's, we'd probably like to get to the point. He has the opportunity to be flexible inside that lineup, but, obviously he's earned the right to come to spring training and play and focus in on being a major league player. So as we sit today, to say that he's just focused in on one position, I think that would be unfair just based on the construct of the entire roster right now.
Jeff.
If one of the pitchers you had an offer out to right now says, all right, let's do it, would anything hold you up from signing that pitcher? What would there be any scenarios in which you would not add that starting pitcher?
Well, we wouldn't put an offer out there if we weren't prepared for it. The answer to be yes. So, I guess that's probably the best way to answer that.
There was nobody that you withdrew an offer to after you signed Mike.
No.
Other questions?
I didn't want to ask this
with him up here, but is there like a general target inning for a guy who pitched 77 innings over the last 3 years?
We've got some things in mind that we want to share them. But we've got some general parameters in place for thoughts as far as how we'll help him and all of our guys maintain health.